He was listening to some Bhagavatam speech, and he was hearing that Krishna had so many valuable jewels, and he was so nicely decorated, and he was ornamented so nicely. So the thieves, he thought, you know, I have to go see this Krishna. I have to go steal all his jewels. So he went to Vrindavan. He heard that Krishna lived in Vrindavan, so he went to Vrindavan and he found little Krishna. Krishna was ornamented with all type of jewels. So he went to Krishna and he started flattering him. Oh, you look so beautiful, this, that. Thinking in this way, Krishna will give the jewels. So in one moment, he asked for the jewels. And then Krishna says, no, if I give you, then my mom will become angry. Then they started like a tug of war. At some point, Krishna said, okay, I'll give you. I'll give you the jewels. But this thief, at that moment, just by being with Krishna, had become purified. And he decided, no, I don't want the jewels anymore. I just want to be with you. So we might come to Krishna with different desires. But gradually, if we follow the process under the instruction of the spiritual master, the pure devotee of the Lord, then we will get purified. Our heart will become clean and Krishna will be able to sit there. God, who is the reservoir of all qualities, of all pressure, of all love, will be able to sit in our heart and make us happy. Otherwise, in this material world, we cannot be happy. Krishna's repeatedly saying, two times in Bhagavad Gita, he's saying, Dukalayam Ashashvatam. Chapter 9, he's saying, Anityam Ashukam. He never says you can be happy in this place. He never says you can eternally be happy. He's just saying the opposite. Just wake up, you're sleeping in a world of death. Try to surrender to me. Krishna is saying this thing in the Bhagavad Gita, so we should try. Otherwise, so many illusions, so many things, so many ways to get entangled in Maya. So we should pray. And who's teaching us how to pray? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's telling us. Na danam, na janam, na sundarim, vakavitama jagadisha kamay, mama janmani janmani ishvare, babataad bhakti rahito akitayi. Telling us, oh my Lord, I don't want danam, I don't want riches. Janam, I don't want followers. I don't want beautiful women, beautiful opposite gender to enjoy. Kavitam. Kavi means one who's very expert, who's a poet. So kavitam means poetry. So to be recognized as a great speaker, I don't want to be recognized. I don't want name, fame, adoration. I don't even want liberation. I just want birth after birth to be your humble and unmotivated servant. So this is very meaningful, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to pray. We should follow what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. And then, in this way, we can gradually advance towards our destination. We don't belong to this world. This is the first lesson we learn in the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is giving so many arguments, like here, how will I shoot my guru? Would you shoot your guru? How will I shoot my grandfather? I don't want to kill them. Arjuna has given so many arguments. If I kill them, unwanted woman will be unprotected. Then unwanted children will come. Everything will be ruined. No more sacrifice, no more jagya. Demigods will get angry. So many arguments Arjuna is giving. But Krishna is saying, the first thing Krishna says when Arjuna asks him, you're speaking like a learned man, but actually you're fool number one. Because a wise man doesn't lament neither for the living nor for the dead. Because the first lesson is, we are not this body. We are spirit soul. That's the first lesson we learn in Bhagavad Gita. We are spirit soul. We are not a material body. There's a difference between matter and spirit. Srila Prabhupada would say to the scientists, because scientists say everything comes from matter. So Srila Prabhupada would say, okay, everything comes from matter, I'll give you a dead body, make it alive. What's the difference between a dead body and an alive body? Scientists can't respond. They'll say in the future they'll make life. But Prabhupada would just die. What's the future? What can you do now? You can't even make a blade of grass. And you're saying in the future you're going to be able to make life. He'll just die them and say, rascals. So this is Prabhupada. Prabhupada's teaching us that there's something beyond this world of death. There's an eternal place where we can be eternally happy. We can have full knowledge and enjoy life. Prabhupada was asked, what's the meaning of life? Prabhupada said, the meaning of life is to be happy. But you're searching for happiness in the wrong place. You think woman, wealth, distinction, that will give you happiness. But that's not what's going to give you happiness. What's going to give you happiness is you have to serve Krishna. Krishna is the master, you are his eternal servant. If a servant runs away from his master, if a son runs away from his wealthy father, he will have to struggle, he'll have to fight. But as soon as he goes back to his father, he has all facility. Srila Prabhupada would say like that. So Arjuna's deep affection for community and family members is exhibited here partly due to his natural compassion for them. So again, Arjuna is a devotee of the Lord. That's why Bhagavad Gita spoke to him. We were reading yesterday Bhagavad Gita introduction, that one should cultivate the mood of Arjuna to properly understand Bhagavad Gita. So a devotee has 26 symptoms explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One of them is compassion. One of them is poet, he's very expert, he's friendly to the living entities, he has control over the bad qualities, he's a poet, he's very mild, he's just what's required. He has 26 transcendental qualities. And one develops the qualities of a Vaishnava by surrendering to Krishna. There's one quality out of the 26 means surrendering to Krishna. The more you surrender to Krishna, the more all these qualities have to develop on you. Prabhupada said, every Ekadashi, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, every Ekadashi, one should check how much progress he is doing in spiritual life. Am I developing these qualities? Because spiritual life is something dynamic. Either you're going forward or you're going backward. There's no question of staying in the same place. Spiritual life means either I'm advancing or I'm going backwards. So it's very simple. One should be introspective. One of the qualities of a devotee is introspective. He always looks to himself. He always asks himself, am I making progress? Am I doing this for Krishna's pleasure? Am I doing it for my own pleasure? We should always be very introspective with our own self. This way we can make progress and we can do feelingful prayer. Otherwise, we may take an easygoing life and our prayer won't be very feelingful. We'll just mechanically chant. Krishna won't listen so much. Krishna will say, okay, you keep chanting mechanically. But if we pray feelingly, then Krishna listens. So to pray feelingly, is Prabhupada used to say, we have to learn the small art of crying for Krishna. Now at the present moment, we're crying for so many other things. Where's my food? Where is my beautiful objects of my senses or my eyes? We're crying for so many things. We're feeling separation from many other things, not from Krishna. So Prabhupada said, 10th canto, you don't have the adhikar, you don't have the qualification to read 10th canto, but you can read and you can develop the desire. One day I'll be qualified. So we should always be praying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again is teaching us how to pray. Oh my Lord, I'm falling into this ocean of material suffering. And I'm your eternal servant, but somehow or other I'm falling into this place which is full of suffering, which I cannot be happy. So please, 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 please engage me in your service and make me particle of dust at your lotus feet. So there's a difference between praying mechanically and praying feelingly. There's a big difference. Externally, both are praying, but internally, the thing is internal. So we should try to develop. So we should try to follow what Srila Prabhupada told us. Srila Prabhupada said, you come to the mode of goodness. Right now you're in the mode of passion, mode of ignorance. So you try to come to the mode of goodness. What of goodness says, you follow these rules, regulation. Unless Krishna has eaten the prasad, unless it's prasad, I will not eat anything else. I will not eat foodstuff cooked by the karmis. It's very important to come to mode of goodness. I will wake up before sunrise. I will meditate on the Lord 16 rounds, very good rounds. I will hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the devotees. Gradually, 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 the mode of ignorance, passion will disappear and we will be established in goodness. Goodness means higher sense of happiness and we can get knowledge. Mode of passion means unlimited material desires and unlimited lust. That's the mode of passion. So 98, 99 people are in this mode, passion and ignorance. 99.8 or something. Very few people are in the mode of goodness. So we should try to become Brahmins. Brahmins, according to Bhagavad Gita, Samo Dhammo Tapo Saucham, Arjavam, Gyanam Vijnanam, Astikyam, they have control over their mind. They have control over their senses. They are austere. They are truthful. They have knowledge. They apply the knowledge. They're very tolerant. So we should develop all these qualities. We should take spiritual life very seriously. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he would quote a verse, Labda Shudur Labha Idam. We have such a rare opportunity. 8,400,000 species of life, trees, plants, fish, insect, 8,400,000. And now we have the rare opportunity, human form. So we should use this human form for what? What's the difference between human form and animal form? Atatto Brahma Jigyasya means the human, he can inquire about the absolute truth. So we should be very serious. It's not that we neglect our other necessities. We have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to defend ourselves. We have to have arrangements for sex life. But we do it just in the minimum, for minimum required, so we can inquire more about the absolute truth. Main thing is absolute truth. Because everything else is temporary. We should, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he said, last instructions. If you can choose between Shreya and Preya, means immediate benefit and ultimate benefit, always choose ultimate benefit. If you can choose between Nitya and Anitya, eternal and temporary, always choose eternal. Nitya Bada and Nitya Siddha. If you can hear from a liberated soul or from a conditioned soul, always hear from a liberated soul. So we should try to put the instructions of the liberated persons in our head. We should meditate on their instruction and try to live accordingly. So if we try to live accordingly, Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Shatata Yuktanam Vajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Bhuri Yogam Tam. So if we try to follow what the Mahajans say, what the pure devotee says, then with love and devotion, main thing is love and devotion. We should try to follow what they say with love and devotion, and they'll give us intelligence to move forward, back home, back to Godhead. Our goal is to go home, back to Godhead. That's our goal. Prabhupada, in every lecture, he mentions that we should go back home, back to Godhead. It is not our place. So it's very easy, Prabhupada said, easy for the simple, simple for the simple, complicated for the complicated. So if we try in all our activities to satisfy Krishna, then naturally we will go back home, back to Godhead. If we try to satisfy ourselves, then we will have to come back here, take birth, death, sick, old age, disease, tension. Everybody's full of tension in the material world. Doesn't matter if he's Vladimir Putin or Barack Obama, he's full of tension. But devotees, they're not. Devotees, not so much tension. Devotee, you look at devotee, his bright face, natural smile. Might not be rich, might not be, but devotee is different. All these people, all these politicians, big money, full of tension. So what? Devotee's simple life, natural smile. He might not have anything. He chants, dance, eats rishad, and he's happy. So we're very fortunate to come to Prabhupada's ISKCON movement, to Prabhupada's family. Some commentator said, this Bhaktivedanta Swami, he has made a house where everybody, the whole world can live. So it's very nice, you know. In Prabhupada's time, they were making United Nations, so many flags. But Prabhupada said, what is this nonsense, United Nations? Every day there's more flags. They're not uniting, they're disuniting. But our ISKCON, it's real United Nations. He's from Portugal, from Spain, Portugal. He's from Holland. They're coming from South Africa. So this is real United Nations. People from all countries of the whole world are working together under the same ISKCON flag. So this is really nice. This is what Prabhupada wanted. So the main thing is the will of the Lord, what the Lord wants. We have a plan, God has a plan. So whose plan will materialize? God's plan. He's supremely powerful, we're supremely small. So better cooperate with his plan. That's the whole idea. The more we cooperate with his plan, it's like a child. The more we advance in devotional service, the more we will cooperate with the plan of the Lord. It's like a small child. He gets born, and at the beginning, he doesn't cooperate with the mother. But the more he grows, the more he starts cooperating. He depends on the mother, but he's not cooperating. But then, the more he grows, he starts screaming. Now, and the more he grows, he starts, now I'm hungry. And he starts cooperating more and more with the mother. So our devotional life is like that. At the beginning, we don't cooperate with the Lord. But the more we advance in devotional service, we should start cooperating. To know what the Lord wants, Krishna advises us in the Bhagavad Gita, Tad biti pranipatena pariprasthena sevaya upayanti te jnanam janinas tatva darshina. We should approach a tatva darshi, one who has seen the truth. You approach one who has seen the truth, he can show you the truth. He can show you the Lord's plan. You cannot know the truth by your mental speculation. Your mind is limited. You cannot reach the unlimited through a limited medium. So we have to approach with surrender, service, and inquiry the person who can actually give us knowledge. How do we know who this person is? So many people will tell, I have the truth. Everybody says, I have the truth. How will you know? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ishwarap sarvabhutanam riddeshir junatishtati. I'm seated in everybody's heart. And he knows your motivation. If you're searching after the truth, he'll give you intelligence to reach to the truth. If you're searching for some mundane purpose, he'll give you intelligence. So we should know what we're after. Everybody knows when he looks at himself, he closes his eyes at what he's attached to comes. So we should know what we're attached to. And pray to Krishna. There's no other way. We should pray to Krishna. Prabhupada said, 99% of our advancement is coming from chanting Hare Krishna. So we should pray in a feeling mood, best done early in the morning. The more earlier you do japa, the more better your pray. So Prabhupada said, wake up this time, do so many rounds. So we should try to follow this thing. And we'll get Prabhupada's blessings. And if we get Prabhupada's blessings, we please Krishna. We sing every morning, Yasha Prashada, Bhagavad Prashada, Yasha Aprashada, Nagati Gutopi. If we please the spiritual master, then Krishna is pleased. And if we displease the spiritual master, then we're finished. That our destination, we don't know. So how do we please the spiritual master? Can anybody say? Yeah, Guru Mukha Patma Bhakya Chittate Koriya. Whatever you say, spiritual master, I wish to purify myself by the words emanating through your lotus mouth. So it's a very serious matter. Guru means heavy. He will give you instructions you don't like. He has to cut your attachment to material world. Right now we're very attached to the material world. We're attached to this body, especially to our body, and to our bodily relations. Everybody's attached. Everybody's so much attached to his body. So Guru will give us some instructions so that we can become detached from the material plane to the spiritual plane. First we must know we are spirit soul. Then Brahma Bhuta Prashanatma Nasochati Nakanshati Shama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mat Bhakti Lavate Param. Once you become liberated, when you're eternal, when you're happy, when you don't hanker, you don't lament, and you see every living entity with the same eye, then you can start real devotional service. Then you can start serving Krishna. Once you have become pure, mat bhakti lavate param. Once you have become pure, you can start serving the pure. So the whole thing is purity. Prabhupada said, purity is the force. Otherwise, accomplishment, knowledge, this, that, it all go away. Purity is the force. You can accomplish so many things, but if your heart is not changing, what's the use? You can know so many books, you can speak so nicely, but if your heart is not changing, Prabhupada said this movement is for building character. We have to develop the qualities of the Vaishnavas. Otherwise, externally, it doesn't matter. You can open so many things, you can open so many temples, distribute so many books, but in your heart there's no change. Prabhupada said you have to change your heart. That's the main thing. Main thing is you change your heart. Krishna will see the heart. Krishna will not see if you're a sannyasi. Krishna will not see if you're a GBC. Krishna will not see if you're a grihastha or unmarried woman or sweeping the floor or giving lecture. Krishna will see how much are you attached to me. Attached to me, my form, my name, my qualities, my pastimes, my devotee. He'll see how much you're attached. And if you're attached to material world, again you have to come to material world. You become completely attached to Krishna. You don't offend devotees. You follow what the Acharya said. You go back home, back to Godhead. Be eternal happy. Join Krishna in one of your five rasas. And forget this material nightmare. So this should be our goal, our way of living. We should see through Prabhupada's eyes. Shastra Chakshu. When we want to see something, we should look from the eye of scripture. We should see through the eye of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Always, we should see our life according to Prabhupada's vision. If we see our life according to Prabhupada's vision, then we won't make mistake. Because Prabhupada's liberated soul. Jivan Mukta Sauchati. Prabhupada's a liberated soul, so if you follow and you see through his eye, then you will never get cheated. And you will make rapid progress back home, back to Godhead. So we should not be envious to Guru, or we should not be envious to the devotees. Here's Krishna saying, the devotee of the Lord does not retaliate against a wrongdoer. Because normally so many miscreants will attack the devotee because he's humble. Material world, Chanakya Pandit, he says, this in the forest, the tree that's more straight, he will be cut first. So if you live honestly, simply in the material world, so many people will try to cheat you, exploit you. So devotee is very naturally, very simple, very nice. So many people will try to harass him, chastise him. Nityananda Prabhu, Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur. There are clear examples. The demons don't like the devotees, so they will always try to hurt them, harm them. So a devotee will never retaliate. Because a devotee is Trinadapi, Sunichinata, Rodivasha, Ishuna, Mani Namanadina Kirtaniya Sadari. A devotee is very, very humble. He thinks himself lowest. He's very tolerant. He gives respect to everybody, and he doesn't expect respect. Then he can preach. Then he becomes a qualified preacher. So Krishna will always protect him. The fact is, one of the points of surrender is Krishna will always protect me. Prahlad Maharaj was a clear example. His father is trying to kill him in so many ways. The Pandavas, their family is trying to kill them in so many ways, unlimited ways. But still, they never suffered any harm. Because Krishna always protects his devotee. Rake Krishna, Mare Ke, Mare Krishna, Rake Ke. If Krishna wants to give you protection, there's nothing that can kill you. And if Krishna wants to kill you, then you're finished. There's nothing that can protect you. So this is Krishna. So we should try to make Krishna our well-wisher. How do we make Krishna our well-wisher? By serving him. It's very simple. Our philosophy is very simple. Sometimes we get, because there's so many books and so many technicisms and so many things, but our philosophy is very simple. Krishna's our father, and we should serve him with love and devotion, without any without any material desires, material motivations. And Krishna, he will help us in all respects. So this is what ISKCON is giving. One of the constitutional points of ISKCON, when Prabhupada wrote, so you can associate with the devotees. So we should always live with the devotees. Tadera charane sevi bhakta shanivash. We should always live in the association of pure devotees. We should always follow the instructions of the pure devotees. In this way, our bhakti lata beach will be always protected, and it will grow, 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 reach Krishna's lotus feet. And that's perfection of life. Now, at the present moment, we're thinking perfection of life is I'll become this, I'll become president, I'll become a multimillionaire tycoon, I'll get a car, whatever. So many people have so many different desires. But perfection of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. So we can join Krishna's family and play with Krishna, dance with Krishna, so many things, have picnic with Krishna, and forget this nightmare place where only suffering and everything is temporary. So I think it's about time. If anybody wants to say something, anybody wants to comment or question or whatever, this time is now. Anybody wants to say anything?
How do one make a big service, Krishna?
You have to associate with those who are addicted to Krishna's service, chanting his name and everything. Huh? You have to associate. Everything is association in a process. You want to become pure, you have to go to someone who's purer than you. Narada Muni, he says, Bhagavatam, if you want to stop the miseries of material world, the three tapas, the three kleshas, Adhyatmika Adibhautika and Adhyatmika Adibhautika Adidevika, you want to stop them. Very simple. Those who are junior to you, who are less advanced, you help them. Those who are on an equal level, you make friendship with them. And those who are superior to you, you serve them. And all the problems in the material world will disappear. It's very simple. We should always look for those who are more advanced than us. This should be our priority. We serve them, and they'll give us their blessings, and we will become advanced. There's not another way. It's not by your endeavor, it's not by your mental strength, it's not by your intelligence, it's not by your millions of hours of service. It's by the mercy of the sadhu, by the mercy of Krishna's agent. There's not another way to make progress in this path. Anything else? So you first you associate with them, and they'll change you. They'll purify you. They're sakshat daridvena shamashta shastra. They're as good as God. They're as powerful as God. So they can change your heart. We have to have this faith. Everything in devotional bhakti is not faith, but faith is very important. We have to have faith that the sadhu can change our heart. And we should be very, very simple-hearted when we come to a sadhu. You go to a doctor, and your whole arm is having pain. You tell him your whole arm is having pain. You don't tell him only your finger is paining. Otherwise, sadhu, he has the power to see your heart. He's as good as God. Vaishnava in the true sense, of course everybody's Vaishnava, but in the true sense of the world means as good as God. So you cannot cheat him. Don't try to cheat a sadhu. You go with a simple heart, you tell him your problems, and he'll give you his mercy. Main thing is simplicity. All of our acharyas, Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they say, kapatya, dupliciousness is the cause of our staying in the material world, of not making progress in bhakti. We come to Krishna with duplicious, with other motives, we will stay here. We should be very simple-hearted, because Krishna knows our heart. Anything else? Anybody else? Shri Prabhupada ki. Bhagavad Gita ki.